Jasmine Graham joins us today. It's World Smoke Free May. And Hapai Tawaro calling on our country to back World Smoke Free May 2023. It's an annual event that supports whanau aspirations to be free of smoked tobacco addiction, all harms and deaths caused by tobacco. Jasmine Graham is with us today to speak on that matter. Jasmine, tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnā.
Oh, kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe, Jasmine. Well, look, I'd like to think that with our efforts, we are tracking in the right direction. Some say that a smoke-free Aotearoa by 2025 is out of reach, but even so, we've got to keep pushing towards that goal. It's a World Smoke-Free May, Smoke-Free Day, I think, might be the 31st of May. But tell us why you feel this is so important, and just pick up the numbers of Māori smoking or ceasing smoking might be some encouraging signs for us. What's the lay of the land at the moment, please?
Well, yeah, you've said, you know, all the right things. So smoking is still the most preventable cause of death and cancers in Aotearoa. And we still have around 5,000 people that die each year in Aotearoa because of smoking or secondhand smoke exposure. So that's roughly 13 people a day. And so what our message is always, it's not too late to quit. And we have Māori whānau who continue to be winning the wrong race in regards to health. And we have the opportunity to support the aspirations of Hauora for whānau Māori in Aotearoa and reaching Aotearoa's goal to be Auahikore by 2025. So, yeah, we do have still those stats, but we do have aspirations to reach smoke-free 2025. And yeah, that's where we're at the moment.
What's Hapai Te planning for this month, Jasmine?
Sorry, was that a question?
What is Hapai Te planning for this month?
We have lots of activations. So World Smoke Free May is an exciting month for us. So we have activations from all across the motu, from the far north right down to the South Island. So we are based all across the motu, and we have different activations. Like on Saturday, we had a whānau day out at Zeal West in Tāmaki. We have today another kaupapa out in Gisborne. That's going to be happening if the weather allows. We also have some hapu mama high tea events that are happening in Wellington and Tāmaki. We have some wānanga that are happening in far north and also in the Midlands area and the South Island. So we've also, within the month of May, is Youth Week. So our Youth Week in May is a jam-packed week for our rangatahi to be able to get into the schools and get in and promote Auahikore, and also just get, you know, this smoke-free generation excited about a smoke-free future here in Aotearoa.
Thanks. The vaping scene, vape stores seemingly on every corner now. How's that impacting our smoke-free goals, and what's Hapai's attitude towards vaping? Some say we're replacing one problem with another, but some say, hey, the addictive substances that are in cigarettes and tobacco aren't in vape products. So what's your thinking here, please?
So we definitely support vaping as a stop smoking tool. So any whānau who are currently smoking and are wanting to stop smoking, there is that cessation support as that comes in the form as a vape. However, we do understand that there are some, there is the other side where rangatahi are picking this up who are not smokers. So that is part of our, when we go out in Youth Week, to be able to promote to our rangatahi, hey, this is a stop-smoking tool. We want to promote Auahikore. We want to promote nothing, you know, nothing going into our lungs that shouldn't be there. But it is a very helpful tool to help whānau Māori to come off the cigarettes, which we are very happy about, because it stops the prevention of secondhand smoke. But we aren't blind to what's happening as well with our rangatahi. So it's both ends, and that conversation continues to happen as we push towards a smoke-free 2025.
One thing that has attracted some comment and criticism is the amount of tax that is drawn from cigarettes. But in comparison, the rather minimal spend on cessation programs. I know that you are working in that space, but do you need more allies? And what would you say of the government's commitment to cessation tools and strategies?
Yeah, there is that national level that we need to see that support. We do have the Smoke-Free Aotearoa 2025 action plans, the Ōhi Kore Aotearoa. We have, you know, the government and all parties that can do much more to ensure we keep being on target to that action plan. We need more funding and resources, like you said, to ensure regulations and policies are implemented well. We also have, you know, from a local level, there are ways that this could also be championed, of having Ōhi Kore Aotearoa. You can show support of the kaupapa by promoting smoke-free in your own community. That can look how you would see it fit and what will resonate with your community, which is something that we're very strong on. You could support your loved one, friend, and their quit journey and walk with them, as we know it can be so hard. And you can also support smoke-free environments. These will help our whānau on the quit journey have less triggers and protect whānau and tamariki from secondhand smoke. So there is that two levels, because we are working from that national level, trying to push those messages within our government and all parties. But at the same time, we've also got this local level, partnering with our community, having community-led kaupapa Māori activations happening so that we can get this Ōhi Kore message out and wide.
Thanks for joining us. It is World Smoke-Free Month, Smoke-Free May. And joining us today, Jasmine Graham, Hapai Te Hauora. If you ever need any assistance, you want some tautoko to get off the durries, that's what these guys are there to do. Everyone's a winner if you can get off the cigs, no doubt about it. Jasmine Graham with us. Thanks, Jasmine.
Thank you, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Good talking with you, Jasmine.
Hi.
Amahi. Amalaki tangi kia koe te tohine. Tēnā koe.